Today, we are going to talk about playing your position on a football team. There is one really glamorous position. We all know what it is. The quarterback is the glamour position, but the fact is that there's only one person can be the quarterback at a time. And the quarterback really can't get anything done if everybody else on the team doesn't play their role. Every position is essential. And Heather, as you were saying earlier, if we don't all work together, metaphorically speaking, we're not going to build the kingdom that Jesus came to imagine for us and to ask us to help build. All of these ideas about football, I was reminded of them as I read about the church in Corinth this week and what Paul wrote to them. And I want to share those words to you, reading from the Message, 1 Corinthians 12:14 to 18. I want you to think about how all this makes you more significant, not less. A body isn't just a single part blown up into something huge. It's all the different but similar parts arranged and functioning together. If foot said, "I'm not elegant like hand, embellished with rings. I guess I don't belong to this body," would that make it so? And if ear said, "I'm not beautiful like eye, limpid and expressive. I don't deserve a place on the head," would you want to remove it from the body? If the body was all eye, how could it hear? And if all ear, how could it smell? As it is, we see that God has carefully placed each part of the body right where He wanted it. The Word of God for the people of God. Give me that next slide. Did any of you ever watch the movie The Blues Brothers? A few of you did. Maybe I should ask this question. How many of you have never seen the movie The Blues Brothers? Here's a few people. This is not a good movie. It's a funny movie. But there's a reason why I wanted to talk about it today. See, what happens in the movie is John Belushi's character, Jake, what was his name? Elwood. Jake, what was his name? Jake Blues, that's right, Jake Blues, thank you. Jake Blues gets out of jail and he decides that he's going to change his life. And what he's going to do is, from now on, he's going to get the band back together, and all the money that they make, they are going to donate to this orphanage. And so it's a travel movie. He gets together with Dan Aykroyd, his brother, and they are traveling around finding all the members of their band. And the thing that is so funny is this. As they are traveling around, they do a lot of strange things, but since they are on a mission from God to raise money for the orphanage, they are sure that nothing they do is wrong, because after all, they are on a mission from God. As they are holding a gun on some police officers, they are on a mission from God to help the kids in the orphanage. As they have many wrecks and leave much wreckage and damaged stuff in their wake, they know that because they're raising money for the kids in the orphanage, they are on a mission from God. It's the joke, it's the punchline throughout the whole movie. And why I wanted to talk about that today is because I believe that each and every one of us is also on a mission from God. The Bible says that God knew about each and every one of you before you were ever born, before you were ever created. God was planning to give you a unique way to perform this mission out in the world, shaping you in such a way that you would be able to fulfill this mission in your life. That's exactly what Psalm 139 is all about. It's about your mission for God. And in Proverbs, even, it talks about your mission from God. It says, in every person's heart, God, you plan in your heart, you plan your course. You plan what you're going to do in your life. But God determines the steps that you're going to take to get there. It talks about your mission from God in Jeremiah. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. All throughout the Bible, they're talking about your mission from God. And here's the good news. You don't have to in any way act like Jake and Elwood Blues in order to fulfill your mission. If God has a mission for each and every one of us, all of them have some similarity, but all of them are different. All of us have in some way been called to help humankind be in relationship with God. In Ephesians, Paul writes about this kind of mission from God further when he says, We are God's workmanship, created in Jesus Christ to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Paul needed to tell the early church that these things, in fact, he compared David and what David did when David was around, Paul said in Acts. He fulfilled God's mission that he was created for. Paul is telling this church in Ephesus today, it's time for you to fulfill the mission God has called you to. So we were all created to work together for a larger purpose, but it doesn't mean that our individual missions are all going to be exactly the same. And when I think about that, I compare it to the football team. Every player on a football team has a different job, a different individual mission, but they all have to work together in order to win the game. The Bible is so clear. Each and every one of you is a unique creation. No one was ever created exactly like you, and no one ever will be created again exactly like you. And the Bible is also clear, you were created for a purpose. You know, a lot of times we compare our lives and measure our success against other people. Why do we try so hard to be like someone else? Because when we do that, we leave undone the job, the mission that God really has planned for us. If we don't walk the unique path that God sets before us, no one will ever walk that path. That's your path, not anybody else's. And if you don't do it, it will never be done. If you go on the football field and you don't do your job, no one else is going to be able to do that for you either. At the very best, someone not nearly as well suited to that position is going to have to try to step up and cover for you. And maybe that also happens in our lives. Because before you were ever born, God had laid it all out for you. And if you don't walk that path and complete that mission, it's not ever going to get done exactly the right way. Because the goal of completing your mission from God, show me that next slide, is not, I must have a problem. Go to the next one. I'm sorry. I think I got my slides out of order. What I was going to say is, when you finish your mission for God, you're not going to get a championship ring. You know what? Completing the mission doesn't mean that you're, you know, really going to get any reward. completing the task God sets before us doesn't even win us a game. Just like, you know, getting a touchdown doesn't just win the game. And it doesn't make you part of the team. You're part of the team that's working towards this goal, which is to win a game. But we don't need rewards and championships. When you're on a team and you win, you know, a championship, that shows your dedication and that you are willing to work hard. But it doesn't earn you a special reward. Completing the task God sets before you is like this that we read in 2 Timothy. It is God who saved us and chose us to live a holy life. He did this not because we deserved it, but because that was the plan long before our lives began. God shows love and kindness to us through Christ Jesus. So winning doesn't mean that we're especially favored by God, because God already loves us and has those plans laid out for us. Because we all have an inflated view of the importance of our own gifts. We think that our gift is the most important. But we have to have all of us working together in order to accomplish the overall goal of creating the world that Jesus imagined, the kingdom of God. All the gifts that we have are necessary. Like the different parts of the body, there is a specific task that each of us need to do to make that happen. Everything you have on your body is important. I love this scripture. There's no part of my body that I really want to do without. And you see this picture right here? That is the 1972 Miami Dolphins. That's the only team in the NFL that ever went 17-0. A lot of other teams have tried and come close, but no other team did. And I have a question to ask you guys. Remember what they called the defense of the 1972 Dolphins? Reggie?
No name.
The no name defense. The reason the Miami Dolphins went undefeated that year was not because they had a bunch of stars on their team. It was because they had a bunch of people who all knew what their specific job was and went out and did it. There's something about that kind of working together in unity that is important. If you remember, it was the Redskins who played him in the Super Bowl that year. The coach said this when asked about the defense in Super Bowl 7 that Shula was bringing. What do you think, coach, about Miami's defense? It's incredible, isn't it? And he says, you know, I can't recall any of their names, but they are a matter of great concern to me. That's when they started calling them the no-name defense. What made that team special was the dedication of every team member, the willingness of every player to do their position and do it well and for a common purpose. Something incredible happens when each of us do our part, when we walk the path that God has laid out for us, when we complete the mission that God has laid out for us. All of us come together and can celebrate the building of the kingdom, because that's what God is calling us to. And I'm saying we can't be the perfect team of individuals doing that unless we are like the no-name team. We don't expect a championship ring. We expect that special. Have you ever had that special feeling that God gives to me sometimes of wholeness and wellness. I have had that. That's my reward. We each have a different role to play, and it takes each of us playing that role that was assigned to us to make the kingdom real in the world to people who are in need of it. So I ask you today, what position will you play with this team that's building the kingdom? Amen? Amen. We come to our